Today's words of wisdom, SOS, a quick action to stop global warming, will be presented in Spanish and English, with subtitles in Arabic, Albanese or Vietnamese, Chinese, Dutch, English, French, German, Hebrew, Hindi, Hungarian, Indonesian, Italian, Japanese, Korean, Mongolian, Persian, Polish, Portuguese, Punjabi, Romanian, Russian, Thai, Turkish, Urdu, and Spanish.
México o los Estados Unidos Mexicanos están localizados en el sur de América del Norte. Su capital es la Ciudad de México, una de las ciudades más grandes de la Tierra. México es el sexto país más grande de las Américas y el quinceavo más grande del mundo. Tiene una población de aproximadamente 106 millones y por lo tanto es el onceavo país más poblado. Esta bella nación posee numerosos lugares calificados por la UNESCO como sitios Patrimonio de la Humanidad, tanto culturales como naturales.
Entre los sitios culturales, México presenta la antigua ciudad maya de Calakmul, el Tajín, una ciudad prehispánica, y las pinturas rupestres de la Sierra de San Francisco, por nombrar algunos. Los listados de sitios naturales según la UNESCO incluyen las islas y áreas protegidas en el Golfo de California y el Santuario de Ballenas de El Vizcaíno. Durante casi 3.000 años, México fue el sitio de varias civilizaciones amerindias. Las culturas mesoamericanas, como las de los olmecas, los mayas y los aztecas. Hoy en día, México alberga una riqueza de culturas únicas. Cada región cuenta con una cultura y lenguajes característicos.
En años recientes, México se ha tornado más proactivo en sus esfuerzos por proteger el medio ambiente, incluyendo la tema urgente del calentamiento global. En 2008, México fue alabado en el reporte de Banco Mundial Menos Carbono, América Latina enfrentada al desafío de cambio climático, por su Estrategia Nacional de Cambio Climático para reducir millones de toneladas de emisión de carbono.
Para informar al público acerca de la gravedad del calentamiento global y sus soluciones, los funcionarios del gobierno del estado de Veracruz organizaron varias conferencias de cambio climático, en las cuales la maestra suprema Xin Hai fue convocada como la invitada de honor especial. Durante estas conferencias, la maestra suprema Xin Hai cortésmente compartió sus percepciones y el mensaje de la solución individual más efectiva e inmediata para mitigar el calentamiento global, la dieta vegana.
Ahora les invitamos a unírsenos en la parte 3 de la retransmisión en 6 partes de la videoconferencia en vivo con la maestra suprema Xin Hai, titulada SOS, acción rápida para frenar el calentamiento global, el 16 de noviembre de 2009 en Orizaba, Veracruz, México.
Distinguished guests, ladies and gentlemen, we are very grateful and privileged to welcome our special guest of honor, Supreme Master Xin Hai, a world-renowned spiritual teacher, best-selling author, highly lauded artist, and dedicated humanitarian. Supreme Master Xin Hai has been fully devoting her time, energy, and resources to protecting our world from global warming.
She is one of the most caring and leading voices globally in the race to save our planet. Supreme Master Xin Hai has been requested by many concerned media to share her knowledge and insight. She has lent her support in humanity's efforts to curb global warming by gracing various climate change conferences around the world.
Please join us now to watch a special documentary entitled for our beloved planet, a brief biography about Supreme Master Ching Hai. Let us watch it now.
Supreme Master Ching Hai is a world-renowned spiritual teacher, artist, and humanitarian whose loving assistance extends across cultures. Born in Central O Lạc or Vietnam, Supreme Master Ching Hai studied in Europe and worked there for the Red Cross. She soon realized that suffering exists in all corners of the globe, and her yearning to find a remedy became the foremost goal in her life. She then embarked on a journey in search of spiritual enlightenment. Eventually, in the Himalayas in India, she received from a true master the divine transmission of the inner light and sound, which she later called the Kuan Yin Method. After a period of diligent practice, she attained the Great Enlightenment.
Soon after her return from the Himalayas, at the earnest request of those around her, Supreme Master Ching Hai shared the Kuan Yin Method with others, encouraging them to look within to find their own divine greatness. Before long, invitations arrived from the Americas, Europe, Asia, Australia, and Africa for Supreme Master Ching Hai to give lectures.
Supreme Master Ching Hai's compassionate heart has also been reflected in her meticulous care for the less fortunate in different circumstances. The funding generated from her artistic creations has enabled the support of her mission of comforting God's children in times of need.
More recently, Supreme Master Ching Hai has authored books that have become number one international bestsellers, namely The Birds in My Life, The Dogs in My Life, and The Noble Wilds. These volumes, now translated in several languages, reveal many insights into the deep emotions and thoughts of our treasured animal co-inhabitants, highlighting their gracious spirit and unconditional love.
Wishing to acknowledge others for their actions and influence toward developments of goodness in the world, Supreme Master Ching Hai founded the Shining World Leadership Award in March 2006. Since then, she has also established other awards, such as Shining World Compassion Award, Shining World Hero and Heroine Award, Shining World Honesty Award, Shining World Protection Award, Shining World Intelligence Award, and Shining World Inventor Award. This honor is presented to individuals, nations, and organizations, such as the second president of the Republic of Slovenia, Dr. Janez Drnovšek, renowned British primatologist, Dr. Jane Goodall, and U.S.-based nonprofit Save the Children, whose exemplary works have significantly contributed to the harmony, beauty, and sustainability of our Earth.
Supreme Master Ching Hai has given much to our world, both spiritually and materially. Although she does not seek acknowledgement, in recognition of her selfless contribution, government representatives and private organizations worldwide have presented Supreme Master Ching Hai with prestigious awards on numerous occasions. Among these were the Goosey Peace Prize 2006, first place silver for the 27th Annual Telly Awards 2006, Los Angeles Music Week Certificate of Commendation 2002, the World Spiritual Leadership Award 1994, and the World Citizen Humanitarian Award 1994. In addition, February 22nd and October 25th have been proclaimed by government officials in the United States as the Supreme Master Ching Hai Day. Her dedicated aid to the world continues till this day, with millions of grateful hearts among leaders and their co-citizens alike.
Supreme Master Ching-Hai is among notable pioneers in our society today who wisely and courageously express concern about climate change. In fact, for more than 20 years, she has strongly advocated preserving the environment. She initiated the Alternative Living and SOS Global Warming campaigns to promote a benevolent lifestyle without animal products. Be Veg, Go Green, Save the Planet is now a well-known motto that originated from Supreme Master Ching-Hai. In our era, Supreme Master Ching-Hai is truly a selflessly dedicated individual, tirelessly helping world citizens create a bright future for our beloved planet.
Recently, on October 29, 2009, Supreme Master Ching-Hai was the honored guest speaker at the Association of Mexican Magistrates Pro-Environmental Justice in Mexico City. Her video message clearly discussed the causes of global warming, how it is impacting Mexico in particular, and the one effective solution, the organic vegan diet.
Today is the fourth time the Mexican government has invited Supreme Master Ching-Hai to address the urgent issue of global warming via video conference.
Esteemed guests, ladies and gentlemen, let's give a warm round of applause for the most generous Supreme Master Ching-Hai.
Hello, Supreme Master Ching-Hai.
Hello.
Welcome to Mexico.
Thank you. Thank you so much for inviting me. Thank you.
Hello, Supreme Master Ching-Hai. You look great in purple.
Oh, this, how you call it, a vegan fur, huh? A vegan fur.
It's really beautiful.
Oh, I want to match your suit. That's why.
Yeah.
So vegan is not animal fur, eh? And it still look beautiful, right? You like it?
Yes, it's completely beautiful.
Everybody likes it, yeah? Thank you.
It's perfect for the weather here.
Oh, is it cold there?
It gets a little chilly in the evening, yeah.
Oh, yeah, yes. Also, it's winter, you know, everywhere is cold. It's better than heating the planet, no?
Yes.
But I hope you are warm. The audience are warm, yes?
Yes, we are, Master. Thank you very much.
Good. Thank you once again for your kind acceptance to share your extremely precious time with us.
Oh, I'm glad to be able to. I'm glad. I'm very glad. I love the Mexicans. I love your country. Yes.
We love you.
Supreme Master Ching-Hai, earlier in the program, our distinguished speakers have presented their expertise and their perspectives on the current global crisis.
Yes.
And our experts, they've talked about many sectors of their expertise, such as those of society, political, educational, environmental, and social. And their knowledge has been very instructive and very important to us.
Yes.
So, Master, we'd be so grateful if you could now share with us your thoughts and views about the global warming situation.
Ah, yes. I'd be very honored to contribute some of my humble knowledge about our very precious planet. I have been listening as well. I've been listening to you two, MCs, and all the VIPs, and all the expertise, videotapes, and their concern about the planet, and their knowledge, and their advice to us what to do. I'm also very grateful, like you are, for their very generous advice and sharing their time with us. I will also do my part, and I hope together we can find a common ground again to save our precious home, eh? I'm trying some Spanish. I hope you can understand, like, hola y buenas tardes a todos. Is that okay?
That's
yeah,
very
it's good. Very good.
Buenas tardes. Ah, buenas good. Tardes.
Yes. I can see our very distinguished guests and the government officials of Mexico. I'm very, very honored to be able to be with you. Very precious people. Every time I was in Mexico, I never forget the emotion of the people there. They treated me like they know me for hundreds of years. Like I have been their family members. I have never forgotten. And I almost could not leave Mexico. I almost wanted to stay there forever. What a beautiful people. What a beautiful race of people. And I really wish that we can continue to keep this race of people and their very gracious tradition exactly on where they are. And that we can push away the dark cloud of climate change that is threatening all of us. Respected state persons, gracious speakers, and audience members, I'm truly glad to see you. And I want to convey my thankfulness for all the hospitality that you have reserved for me personally whenever I was in Mexico. It is a great honor for me to be invited once again to participate in this important event in the blessed state of Veracruz, Mexico. And I'm truly touched to be in the presence of the genuine, hospitable, intelligent, dedicated, but humble Mexican people. So humble, but so great. Through our previous meeting together, I have come to know that the Mexican government and people are most sincere and concerned about our planet and only want the best for their country and the present and future generations. But of course, whatever affect Mexico will affect also the world, right? Yes. So I'm glad that the government of Mexico is taking serious steps and making projects to try to halt global warming. That will help the whole planet. And I also feel a deep, deep appreciation for the beauty of Mexico. Her spiritual legacy and deep-rooted traditions that shine through the history so much to treasure and preserve. However, it also pains me to think that everything wonderful about your country and about our world is in grave danger of disappearing due to global warming. Mexico is enduring prolonged drought and making things worse, the pandemic. And countless countries share these and other challenges, while less predictable perils push humankind even more to the edge. But luckily, there is still time, as all the experts have told us before me, that you have heard, that we still can save it all. You can save your country, your people, your children, your animal, and your planet. We can still keep our hope because we have the solution. It's in our home, it's in our hands, it's in our heart. The solution is right here. Begin with us. I offer hereby my humble respect and heartfelt wishes that you find this conference meaningful and helpful to you. Thank you so much. Muchas gracias. Buena suerte a todos.
Thank you so much, Supreme Master Qinghai, for your respect and love for all people, and particularly for the Mexican people. And thank you for sharing your compassionate understanding. Surely you can lead us into a new era of sustainability and love between all things, between all people, between all planets and animals.
Supreme Master Qinghai, some of our speakers and guests has prepared some questions and would very much like to take this opportunity to receive your wise and loving insight.
I will share with you what I can and what I know. Please go ahead.
Thank you very much.
First, the Honorable Mr. Alonso Dominguez Ferraez, General Coordinator of the Environment for the State of Veracruz, has two questions he would like to ask you.
Hello, Master Qinghai. It's a pleasure for me to meet us again by this technology. Pregunta uno. Usted propone el vegetarianismo como una solución para abatir la cría del ganado y por ende la generación del gas metano. En ese sentido, ¿cómo podemos los padres de familia implementar en nuestros hijos los cambios en los hábitos de alimentación? La segunda pregunta, México es un país de vocación petrolera. ¿Cómo poder cambiar el esquema de la utilización de energías a través de los hidrocarburos por otro tipo de energías que nos lleven a un cambio en los hábitos de consumo, ya que creemos que es difícil porque nuestra economía depende del petróleo? Gracias por sus respuestas.
Yeah. Hola, señor Ferraez. Thanks for inviting me again and for coordinating this beautiful event. ¿Cómo está, señor?
Bien, bien. ¿Y usted?
También, sí.
Se ve bien.
Thank you. Thank you for your caring question. The first question is, how do we, as parents, influence our children? Yes? Señor Ferraez, by example, influencing our children, especially towards something that will help the world, is much easier than influencing many adults. We adults are more difficult to change into something new or to accept some new concept. But the children, they are still young, flexible, and very open to new ideas, and they are purer at heart. Yes. So we hear about children who remember being in heaven before they came to this life, or even ones who remember the previous life. It's on the newspapers and in the media, they report about these things. They are thus not attached to the things of this world as much as we, the adult people, do. In fact, children normally do not even care for the taste of meat. They just learn to eat it from their parents first, just like we learn to eat it from our parents. Even in school, studies have found that when given a choice, the young students preferred fresh fruits and vegetables by themselves. Nobody even influenced them. So from a young age, children naturally gravitate toward compassion and health. All you need to do, Senor Ferais, I'm sure you ask this not for yourself, or not just for yourself, but for all the parents in the world. And so all we have to do is be a good example. Yes. Remember, parents are the first ever teachers of their children. So we become vegan and show them and explain to the children, then we can show them the way. We will explain to them why we are vegan. And when they are very young, they will try to eat whatever you serve them in any way. And when they are older, we can explain that this way of life, first of all, is helping the planet, saving lives. And it is also helping themselves. So vegans are healthier, happier, more intelligent, and live longer. Another thing we can do for our children and any of their friends who want to join in is to go visit, like a farm sanctuary. This is a place where the animals live safely and well taken care of without fear of being killed. There the children can come close to the animals and even touch them, communicate with them. We have heard children say once they make friends with the cow or the sensitive pig that they cannot eat them anymore. As parents, we should do everything possible to help our children make the connection between these loving, beautiful, noble living beings and the piece of dead, rotten flesh that people eat. We should also explain about the suffering of the animals, which is so immense that we cannot even imagine. It's too much for us to watch if we know about it. We can share another part of the animals' truth, which is that the tender young babies are taken away from their mothers and killed in a horrible way. And let the children know that the mothers then have to endure the pain of being hooked up forcibly every day to machines for milking, milk that should have gone to their babies. And then they are killed. All of this is a sad but true story. There, of course, are many more gruesome, utterly cruel and inhumane acts involved in animal industry. We as parents can also help young children a veg lifestyle by going to school and explaining to the teacher and the food service staff that your child is a vegan. You can even offer to help with cooking classes so that they more fully understand. There are many studies now that show the benefit of a healthy school lunch and snacks program. Children are even known to concentrate better when they are eating more fresh fruits and vegetables. The Americans, First Lady now, always introduce fresh fruits and vegetables to the children of America. And if we help the school to understand these benefits, they may also adopt them more widely themselves. I know it feels like hard work, but we just have to do somehow if we want to save our home. But nowadays, many schools and parents even plant vegetables in the school or in the home gardens with the children. And the children love these activities as well as they are eating more vegetables, which they grew themselves. So finally, we can also tell our children that by being vegan, they are directly helping to heal and save our planet and helping the parents, helping themselves and all that lives in this world. Children are very loving at heart, so if they know that by being vegan they can save many lives, they would be very, very willing to do it. We want to be able to leave a world for the children, a world of green and lush beauty, a world of humans and animals peacefully coexisting together. They would love to help to make this happen. Thank you, Señor Ferraz. Thank you for being so good.
Thank you.
Some of the benefits of a vegetarian diet: lowers blood pressure, lowers cholesterol levels, reduces type 2 diabetes, prevents stroke conditions, reverses atherosclerosis, reduces heart disease risk 50%, reduces heart surgery risk 80%, prevents many forms of cancer. Stronger immune system, increases life expectancy up to 15 years. Higher IQ, saves 70% of a total cost of $40 trillion for reducing global warming. Uses 4.5 times less land to grow food. Conserves up to 70% clean water. Saves 80% of the cleared Amazonian rainforest from animal grazing. A solution for world hunger. Free up 3.4 billion hectares of land. Free up 760 million tons of grain every year, or half the world's grain supply. Consumes one-third fossil fuels of those used for meat production. Reduces pollution from untreated animal waste. Maintains cleaner air. Saves 4.5 tons of emissions per U.S. household per year. Stop 80% of global warming. Plus more. Save your life. Be veg. Go green.
The second question. You asked such intelligent and really practical question. I understand your concern about making the switch toward other forms of energy and away from oil, Señor Ferraz. It may relieve you to hear that we don't have to do this right away, because the oil industry is not the biggest of our planetary problems. Scientists have pointed out most recently that global warming does not arise primarily from oil-based technologies. Not cars, not planes, not trains, not ships, not even coal power plants. But the livestock that you mentioned in the first part of your question, that is the number one source of global warming worldwide. And methane is the primary greenhouse gas generated by livestock. One study in Mexico found that livestock was responsible for 97% of the country's agricultural methane. So I repeat, the number one source of global warming is from our consumption, killing of all the cows, pigs, chickens, sheep, eggs, dairy. This, along with the killing of billions of beautiful fish for food, is what causes the most climate-related trouble for our planet. Researcher in the US came up with a simple comparison. According to calculations they performed, they concluded that eating a vegan diet for a year is more effective at cooling the planet than driving a hybrid vehicle for the same period of time. So we can see that putting down the meat is more important than foregoing gas-powered car. Another good news about this simple dietary solution is that methane as a greenhouse gas also dissipates quickly from the atmosphere. In fact, methane is now estimated to be 100 times more heat-trapping than carbon dioxide, but this gas also disappears out of the atmosphere in around 12 years or less, while CO2 can remain for thousands of years. So eliminating livestock production as this major source of methane is thus one of the fastest ways to cool our planet. This doesn't mean we forget about the problem of the oil industry. It's just a slight shift of focus to address the most urgent situation first. Once we have done that, then we can continue to develop green alternatives to things like oil. But first, to get a sense of the lethal impact that livestock raising has on our world, let's take a look at a few of the details. Some of the global warming effects that we hear about are a continued rise in the Earth's atmospheric temperature, warming of the ocean, along with acidification, more frequent and stronger storms, prolonged droughts, and intensified heat waves. Soil desertification, plant and animal extinctions, and even melting of permafrost, which could trigger massive releases of more methane gas. And that would be catastrophic beyond an unthinkable scale. Mexico and your neighboring nations have already suffered from some of these effects. Besides the drought that has stricken parts of Mexico for over a decade now, other countries like Guatemala have been facing extreme shortages with over 550 fatalities and more than 400,000 families who have been in need of food and water assistance. In Ecuador, officials have started rotating electricity outages due to low water levels in the nation's hydroelectric dams. Venezuela is also beginning to ration out water as she suffers from the worst drought since 1947, with June and October 2009 being the driest months in over 100 years. How is livestock production connected to these damaging effects, you will ask? There are so many ways that I'm sure I don't have enough time to tell all of them. But we can list the activities that are associated with meat production that are causing some of the biggest problems for us. These include deforestation, soil erosion and desertification, excessive use of precious resources, land and water waste and pollution, and animal, plant and human disease or disappearance. Now, to highlight, let's zoom in on two of these problems and how they are affecting your country and the countries in the region. Now, 1. Deforestation. In Brazil, 90% of the land deforested since 1970 has gone toward livestock pasture or feed. And in the southern part of Mexico, tropical forests that once covered almost half of the state of Tabasco have been reduced to less than 10% their original size. At the same time, Señor Ferraz, pasture land for livestock has increased to 60% of the state's total area. I repeat, pasture land for livestock has increased to 60% of the total of your state area. With scientists reporting similar conditions in other parts of the nation. In countries like Brazil, Argentina, and now Paraguay, more and more forests are felled for both livestock and soy crops. Argentina has lost 70% of her original forest. Imagine, 70% of Argentina forest has disappeared due to livestock. Now, in Paraguay, the widespread planting of genetically modified soy for livestock feed has caused so much devastation to both the people and the environment that several international groups are making a documentary to try to raise the awareness for change.
European Parliament supports reducing meat to lower greenhouse gases.
Call vote. Vote is now open.
Reduce your meat consumption or stop eating meat totally.
During discussions on greenhouse gas reduction goals, the Climate Committee of the European Parliament officially recognized livestock's contribution to global warming and recommended a reduction of subsidies to the livestock industry to curb methane.
The European Parliament has adopted its own position on climate change as an institution, and as a vice president, one of the proposals I have made is in line with your own, which is that we should eat far less meat, because that's one of the major sources of greenhouse gases.
Tout le monde sait bien, si on veut rendre notre planète soutenable, il va falloir réduire notre consommation de viande, ça on le sait bien.
My name is Jens Holm, I'm a member of the European Parliament. Please, be veg, go green, save the planet.
Como jefa de la jurisdicción, como doctora y en mi vida personal, yo recomendaría que todas las personas fuéramos vegetarianas o veganos. Recordemos que la carne tiene demasiadas toxinas y que esas toxinas, pues obviamente intoxican, como su nombre lo dice, nuestro cuerpo. Lo mejor es hacer lo que la naturaleza nos dicta, ¿no? Y la naturaleza es tan perfecta que ha creado la alimentación para los seres humanos, y la alimentación para los seres humanos se basa principalmente en frutas y verduras. Y lo que dijeron en esta conferencia, que me pareció muy importante y que sin antes de escucharlo yo ya lo venía reflexionando, es de que los seres vivos de este planeta merecemos respeto, independientemente de si somos racionales o si tenemos la convivencia con los animales. Siempre tiendo más a los vegetales y a las frutas, y más que nada lo soy por lo que mencionaban en esta conferencia, ¿no? Por la compasión que debemos de tener con los otros seres vivientes de este planeta.
¿Qué le pareció esa videoconferencia, profesor?
Me pareció magnífica. Yo en verdad pude sentir la energía de los participantes, el trato sobre todo de todas las personas involucradas en el proyecto, la buena vibra, si se puede decir, de todos los participantes, ya sea como asistentes o como staff de este proyecto tan bonito.
Usted, como profesor de una universidad, ¿qué mensaje, qué haría usted para despertar la conciencia en sus alumnos para que cooperaran y que participaran en esta gran lucha para salvar el planeta?
Yo pienso que una de las cosas que podemos hacer es desarrollar un poquito de material didáctico, por ejemplo, con ilustraciones sobre el cambio climático, sobre el trato a los animales, sobre la cultura del veganismo. Tomarlos como textos y empezar por allí, de alguna manera crear un poco de conciencia hacia los alumnos, obviamente también hablar sobre estos aspectos.
¿Cuál sería el mensaje que usted enviaría a la maestra suprema Chinhai?
Que continúe haciendo lo que está haciendo, porque lo está haciendo muy bien, está despertando muchos corazones, está elevando conciencias y sobre todo yo creo que poquito a poquito está cambiando el rumbo que lleva este planeta.
Gracias por acompañarnos hoy en Palabras de Sabiduría. Acompáñenos de nuevo el viernes en la parte 4 de la retransmisión de la videoconferencia en vivo. SOS acción rápida para frenar el calentamiento global. Ahora, por favor, sigan en sintonía de Supreme Master Television para ver modelos de éxito, luego de noticias de interés. Adiós y que Dios les bendiga.
Thank you for joining us today for Words of Wisdom. Join us again Friday for part 4 of the rebroadcast of the live video conference, SOS, a quick action to stop global warming. And now please stay tuned to Supreme Master Television for Models of Success, coming up next right after Noteworthy News. Farewell and God bless.
For more details, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/WOW.